First of all, I suppose disappointment across the ladies' championship fixture list today. A number of games called off.
Yeah. There was a bit of a technical glitch up in Croke Park, and it affected player registrations and insurance, and the Donegal County Board were put in the very unfortunate position of having to postpone a couple of games. They just couldn't take the risk of players not being insured, and listen, it was nobody's fault. It was just a technical glitch, and it's just very unfortunate, you know, that it came to this. You know, they were hopeful right up to late yesterday evening that they could get the thing resolved, but unfortunately it wasn't the case, and those two games have to be refixed now in the coming weeks.
Yeah. I suppose, Maxie, a number of games did go ahead this morning. I know you might have been in Glenfinn. Neve Connell taking on Glenfinn and victory for Glenfinn, but by all means a real tight tussle, 11 points to 8 it ended.
Yeah, a very entertaining game. You know, it was intriguing anyway. I suppose it's very rare you get a ladies match that doesn't have any goals, and this was one of them. And you know, that's thanks in no small part to Brona Gallagher, who's between 6 for Neve Connell. You know, she pulled off a couple of excellent saves and had a great all-round performance. Her kickouts were very good and bang on the money. But look, it was a very interesting game and enjoyable to watch. And you know, you have to bear in mind it's only, you know, these clubs' second game of the year. You know, they don't have a league, a regional league for the boys, that to get them a couple of matches under the belt, so they were sort of the championship. So you know, it's not going to be champagne football from anybody at this stage. And you know, it's about getting through the games and, you know, trying to build a bit of momentum. And look, that's two very tough battles now. Glenfinn have had 2 weeks running. We've all took them extra time last week, and it'll definitely stand to them. You know, Glendies are only in their second year playing senior, and you know, give a brilliant account of themselves. You know, Amy Boyd Carr was fantastic for them today. You know, she's a real leading light playing at centre half forward, and kicked a number of very good scores. Glendies were very happy with their day out. They were quite defensive, and they definitely frustrated Glenfinn, and they kept them to just a small number of scores, you know, considerably smaller than you would normally think for a ladies match. So look, Glendies will have learned a lot, and they've definitely, you know, started this championship well.
And Maxie, suppose when you look at the couple of teams that have been muted there, Termin, Moville and Glenfinn. We'll start first of all, the first game, Termin, they took on Moville, a real tight tussle of an affair. No, Termin pulled away, but it was an entertaining game. You're at that one, and suppose did anyone raise your eyebrows there that you thought potentially there could be an opportunity for them within the county circle as well?
Yeah, well, look, that's always the case, and I think that's one of the theories of Gaelic games, you know, is that the step up from county football, from club football to county football is very small and can happen very quick. You know, for a lot of people, the last day that Termin played Buncrana in the championship, and the young guy called Kieran McGarvey, he scored 5 goals, and that's usually a title you would award to another forward in Termin, Gerald McGraughlin. So it's good to see that there are younger players, you know, starting to put their hand up, you know, and get on the score sheet. But look, as I say, I've seen Moville play twice. I've seen Glenfinn play twice now. And you know, you have to bear in mind, I know I said it before, you know, that this is the start for these guys. You know, this is their first and second games, and it's not easy for them having to go in and deal with championship bears straight away. But look, it's just been a good start to the championship. You mentioned that Karen Moville game was very exciting. Geraldine shot the lights out. I think she had 5-5 that day, and you know, was a real handful. And there was a big difference in scoring in the end, but it probably didn't do Moville justice, who were very much in the game and scored a brilliant goal of their own. Glasgow scored a great goal in the first half, and Kate McLennan stole him and left the kick out away from a short of Maureen O'Donnell and put up in the net. But you know, you have to see, it's always going to be the fact that in ladies football, where goals are going to be big scores in games, and it comes thick and fast. And as I say, that was probably the remarkable thing about this morning's game, that there were no goals. The other game today wasn't played. Moville and Buncrana would have allowed Moville maybe to, you know, hopefully get a win on the board today, having had a very tough start away to Termin and home to Moville and home to Glenfinn. So Moville would have been looking to get a couple of points on the board, but that was one of the games that fell by the wayside today, so they'll have to wait another week maybe to get their first couple of points on the board.
Yeah, looking at Glenfinn this year, I suppose it's they've got a couple of players back as well, which is good for them. And Maxie, suppose in the ladies' football terms, like the Donegal Championship, it's really competitive.
It is really competitive, and you know, it's been historically a three-horse race, you know, between both Glenfin and Termon. You know, between them, you know, the three teams have won over the last 4 years with three different winners, you know, which is great, and it shows the health of the competition. And I think that's one of probably the most pleasing things about today. You know, Glenfin showed that they're well capable of playing at this level as well, and you know, it's a very young team. They'll definitely improve on that. St. Olaf's would have won at the media a couple of years ago and got, you know, a great run in Ulster Club. We're very unfortunate last year that they lost a load of players and weren't able to do themselves justice in the senior competition. And, you know, and the hope is that teams that do step up from intermediate they are able to, you know, try and break into that trio, you know, Mabel, Glenfin and Termon. But look, in any year, it's a toss. You really could, you know, pick it out of a hat as to which of the three that's going to come through. You know, it's they all possess a couple of great forwards, you know, Mabel, Niamh Hegarty and Termon of Geraldine and Glenfin, you know, Karen Guthrie, Yvonne and Monaghan. And when you're forward like that on show, you've always got a chance. And I think that's, you know, that's the real exciting thing about the Donegal Senior Championship.
Well, the big game coming up is, of course, the big two, Glenfin and Termon, are playing against each other next weekend. You'll be at that one, no doubt.
Look, I think maybe it's 2 weeks away, Parry. There's another round of games to go before that. And look, the way the competition structure, there's of the five teams in the group, there's four of them going to progress to the semi-final. So, you know, I think no one. Football managers like we do, they'll not want to show their hand too much that day, and you know, there's a good chance things can meet further down the line, and you know, at that stage they're just playing for places, and we would make it a home draw or a semi-final at home or semi-final away is what's at stake for that one. So they know each other so well, there's a lot of familiarity between the teams, and they've had some great battles. So you know, that one might be just a wee bit on the lesser levels in light of the fact that they're probably going to play further down the line again.
Well, taking off your ladies' hat and putting on your men's hat, I know you've been looking at some of the games over the weekend, and while I have you on, suppose a big victory for Gidor today. Yesterday, Kilcar powered through against Termon. You'd also had Niamh Connell having a victory, and St. Eunan's on Friday night. Suppose, Maxi, the men's series starting to hotten up as well. Some big performances there.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk during the week about the Big Fours and Jeans, Gidor and Niamh Connell and Kilcar, and that's where most people are expecting the winner to come from. You wouldn't be past your notion after this weekend's game. You know, Eunan were in a very comfortable position against Bundoran Friday night. I think it would be 10-1 up at half time. Kilcar had a, you know, very convincing victory against a very young Termon team. Gidor put up big scores today, 2-17. And then, of course, the champions put up a stellar display yesterday against Milford. So that's the way it's shaping, and that those four are going to be thereabouts. So Michaels would be very happy with their start as well. Got a good victory on Friday night. But look, you would have to expect that that's Big Four, as they call themselves, are definitely a wee bit ahead of the rest. And it'll be a really interesting battle that's coming Friday, where some Eunan's entertaining Kilcar and O'Donnell Park. And I think we'll be pretty well informed as to how those teams are going after that, because that's as tough a battle as either team's going to get. That probably is the tie of the round and into the second round.